former LSU player and writer John Ed Bradley penned once, "Tiger Stadium is haunted and all the ghosts favor the home team." I will tell you, walking into Tiger Stadium, it feels alive. The original stadium, all the housing for the football players was built into the stadium. So you're walking past these dorms that haven't been lived in for years, but you swear there's eyes on you as you're walking past these rooms. I mean, the energy that you feel walking into it. And before it was expanded on, when it was down to about, I think the seating capacity was 60,000, it has set off the Richter scale across campus, indicating that there was an earthquake. And that was before it seated 104,000 people. And they did that with about 60% of that population.
Louisiana doesn't get earthquakes. They're very small. But if they do get one that registers,
it's Saturday night
in Death Valley.
So before we get to food, a couple of things you have to be able to know real quick. When it comes to music, it has to have a fiddle and an accordion.
Right.
And you can play the Star Spangled Banner with the accordion.
Absolutely.
That is acceptable.
Scrub board, too.
Scrub board.
Yep. Got to have that.
Got to have the scrub board. You have to know at least 5 Boudreaux and Thibodeau jokes. That's not enough.
Yes!
You have to be able to make each joke last at least 5 minutes before you get to the punchline.
Right.
You could get to the punchline in 30 seconds, but that doesn't cut it. You have to build the story up to at least 5 minutes. Storytelling is a big part of the culture in Louisiana. And to get to a punchline quick, what are you going to do with the rest of the night? If you got 5K Boudreaux jokes and you burn through them in 5 minutes, and you got to stretch that out. If you can make them all last at least 5 minutes and you're with 3 or 4 other friends and they've all got 5 jokes, man, you got 2.5 hours of joke telling right there.
Right. You can also pull out a deck of cards and play Bure.
You got to know Bure.
Oh, you got to know Bure.
The Trump card.
Mm-hmm.
Chicory does go in your coffee. It is acceptable to put roots in your coffee.
Also known as the New Orleans blend.
And you have to know how to size up a gator in the water, Shaq. When a gator's sitting in the water, you see the eyes and you see the nose. That will tell you how big it is. If you can guesstimate how many inches from the tip of his nose to his eyes, that's equal to the length of body from the teeth to the tip of his tail. So if it's only about 5 inches, you're bigger than that gator and you can handle him.
Okay.
If that's about a foot long, I wouldn't touch it, Shaq. You just let that gator be. When it comes to your food, you have to have what they call the trinity of cooking. Your onions, your bell peppers, and your celery.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of garlic. There's a lot of green onions. There's a lot of whatever you've got in the kitchen. But your base comes back to your onions, your celery, and your bell peppers. What did I say the first time?
Onion, celery, bell peppers. You got it right.
Did I say that the first
time? Yeah, and garlic. Well, for me, there's never too little garlic.
It's always
you got to put more.
That's a natural mosquito deterrent.
Yeah.
So if you got a lot of garlic in your body, you get a lot less skeeter bites.
It's
critical.
Mm-hmm. A natural deterrent, folks.
Because this game is so early, it's going to be hard. Well, most of this food is going to be prepared the night before. But if you don't have time to cook, we did some calling around for you. Now, Baby Kay's, that's my grandma, it's not in the family anymore, and it's moved out to Mesa, but they've kept all of grandma's recipes. Baby Kay's Cajun Kitchen in Mesa, they are open on Monday, so you could call ahead and order. I would do the Rennie wings.
Okay.
I would do the Lulu wings, or the alligator clam basket, and Mama Kay's potato salad. All of those will be easy to digest before 10:30, and you won't be feeling it during the game. Now, the best meal there is Tuesday, their seafood enchiladas, but they're not open on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Flavors of Louisiana, you're going to have to call this one in today because they're closed on Sundays always, but then they're also closed New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So if they've got one in Avondale and they've got a new one in Chandler. Their best meal is the Crab Landry. It's crab stew with toasted French bread and topped with 5 fried shrimp, but that might be a little hard on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
I would do the side baskets of hush puppies, fried green tomatoes, fried okra. And again, you would have to order that in today. Papado's on I-17, this is a chain restaurant that came out of Houston. And does I would
they do
give
very
them,
good.
I would give them an 8+.
Oh yeah,
on
absolutely.
Their Cajun authenticity. Mm-hmm. And they've got an incredible lunch special: the half a pool boy with the crawfish bisque. But they've got the Papadou platter. They also have the value package number 5. It'll feed 12 people for just over $200, 90 fried shrimp, 3 pounds of fried chicken tenders, 3 quarter gallons of dirty rice, and a gallon of gumbo.
Yum.
And you can pick that up Monday, because they don't open until 11 o'clock on Tuesday, which the game will start by then. So you call that in Monday, pick it up Monday night, and have it Tuesday morning. So when you show up to the tailgate, you got some Cajun food with you to start the tailgate off right.
Ça c'est bon.